The condition is scoliosis, a curve of the spine of more than 10 degrees. Dr. Matthew Geck with the Seton Spine and Scoliosis Center says untreated scoliosis can lead to back pain, pressure on nerves, and leg pain, and it tends to favor one sex over the other.
It's mostly a disease of women with a 10-to-1 women-to-male ratio.
Dr. Geck notes that while scoliosis begins to show up in adolescence, the real damage occurs during adulthood.
If a scoliosis gets out of control and gets large, it can lead to problems with the internal organs like the lungs and lung function and breathing.
He says about 1 in 100 people who have scoliosis will need treatment, and that treatment varies based on age group.
A teenage boy or teenage girl very often will treat them with bracing to try to keep a curve from progressing.
If a patient is a middle-aged adult who might be dealing with back and leg pain, Dr. Geck says treatment usually starts with physical therapy. In older adults, in their 50s, 60s, or 70s, the approach can be, and often is, different.
We often start out by treating their osteoporosis first, because keeping the bone healthy is often the first step to keeping the back healthy.
That may be followed by physical therapy and injections. According to Dr. Geck, if all else fails, surgery may be required, but he emphasizes that's a last resort. He says if doctors are proactive in treating patients conservatively, they can stay out of the operating room, which he believes is everyone's goal. Perry Watson, News Radio 590, KLBJ.